Good evening, God's anointed listeners. It's one of those beautiful Fridays, and it's that time of the show where it's a real talk with your girl, Miss K, formerly known as Michaela Preston. So, today we are discussing the Bible being an instruction manual to this life that we are living. And a lot of people have this, a lot of things against the Bible, saying no, that the Bible was written by so many people and it cannot just be true, it cannot be relevant. There's a Scientology that goes against the word and, you know, say no, it's not true. There's, how can I put it? There's the Muslim religion that also believes that our Bible is just, you know, written by so many people and that the Bible is the truth. But today I'm telling you that the Bible is real and that God left it on this earth for a reason. He left it here to be a guideline of how to pioneer through this crazy life. And he knows, you know, how funny it is that God knows everything. And when you read the Bible, you see how a lot of these things that were written years, years, years ago are coming to fruition now. Now, how is that Scientology? How is that even, like, how can you comprehend that something that was written 2000 BC, you know, or even further back than that, is coming to fruition now? Who could see so far ahead in life? It can only be but God. You need to establish and you need to believe that it can only be God. There's no one that has been created that could see so far in the future to speak. So when God asked, you know, of his disciples to write parts of the Bible, he was the one that was speaking to them. He was the one that was ministering to them at that time, you know, because he could foresee what is going to happen. And those were the reasons why the disciples were writing it, because they also followed Jesus in that time. And they were given, God then spoke to them to write the parts, certain parts of the Bible. And if you, like I've mentioned, if you look back today and you see from then to now what has transpired, it has all been true. And I saw something over the, and it's funny enough, it's things that we are only figuring out and finding out only now, that scientists are stepping back and just being so astounded because they believe in science and not in the word of God, but yet everything in the Bible has been proven over and over and over again, and they are speechless. You know, there's this whole thing about In the beginning, Genesis speaks about this dome, and there's another word that they use. And everyone had this concept that, no, there's planets, there's this and that, solar system and things like that. Now, I'm sure there is, but no one comprehended that there is actually a dome above us. And the funniest thing is, because the Bible is real and the Bible is true, God has specified that in Genesis. And now only scientists are seeing that what they send up to space or those things hasn't gone where they thought it would have gone, that it actually reaches a dome that is hovering over Earth. I mean, you know, this is just based on what has been posted out on social media and things like that. But the funniest thing is that there's a lot of truth that goes behind it, because the Bible is real and God has created these things. So I can only believe that it's true. And only today, scientists are finding this out. There was another discovery of Noah's Ark, and it said or established that what they were saying, basically, God was speaking about it being within the location within Turkey. And obviously, back then, they didn't know that this is going to be Turkey. This is going to be this and that, whatever. But there were some signs that led to Turkey. And as the archaeologists and the scientists then dove right into it, they then actually found Noah's Ark. They found remnants of the Ark underground. And this was a big thing. Like, people were talking about this. They can't understand how this is true, that what has been spoken in the Bible is actually true. And a lot of this then represents of the end times. And it just revealed to me that there is a God. There is this God that we think or tend to sometimes disbelieve in, that he is real, that it is true, you know. And for me, it just stuns me every time that, oh Lord, you know, these things that you are saying is true. There's a lot of things that is stipulated in the Bible that is put on this earth to guide us. And I just want to read this, that, or basically the reason why. So it says, although it is not in man to direct his own steps, our Creator has supplied us with a manual to instruct us in how to live our lives here and how to prepare for an eternity with him in heaven. And that is the real reason for the purpose of the Bible. So in this time that God is speaking to us about what is going to happen, what is going to take place here, and the enemy is trying to put so many diversions in our way, you know, God's truth always reveals itself. And it then brings us back to the word. The Bible is placed here to be a guideline on how to live our lives here and how to live eternity with him in heaven, and how to get there. And to get there is by asking God into your heart, you know, making him preference over your life. You put him first in everything. That prayer, worship, praising God, spending time with him is your lifeline into Christ. It's your lifeline to surviving this walk with him, you know. And it's so important that you keep the word with you, that your life becomes the word, that you indulge and merge yourself with the Bible of Christ. Because if you want to survive the things of this world, to honor God's word as your best, your best lifeline in what is happening in and around us. Because if your goal is to spend eternity with Christ, it's only to honor his word. It's only to spend time with him. It's only to read it, to pray, to intercede. You know, the word is alive. And that is what it shows us continuously, by things that is written 2000 years BC ago, that is coming to fruition today, that is coming alive today. God is always trying to throw you a lifeline and say, look, I am real. I am here. I am not dead. I am alive. And it's so obvious, you know. And to feel the presence of God is another way of just knowing that there is a God, that there is a God that loves you. Because how would he know? How would they know, you know? And the only way that they could know is through Christ, that you could know. And whenever I'm going in this time of prayer and interceding, and I start crying, and you just feel this presence that make you feel so loved and wanted and accepted, I couldn't bring it upon myself. Only God can. So I want to express to you how important and how vital it is to make the word a daily devotion, a part of your life. Because without the word of God, you won't be able to spend eternity with him in heaven. And that is the ultimate goal, for us to spend eternity with Christ in heaven. And the Bible is put there to become that lifeline for you, in order for you to do that. Everything that you go through, there is a scripture for everything. And I didn't realize that or know that, but spending time in His Word made me realize that if I'm going through hardships, there's a scripture through for hardships. If I'm going through trials and tribulations, there's a scripture for trials and tribulations. When I'm struggling with certain aspects in my life, and we've mentioned this, the spirit of pride, there's an answer for that in the Bible. There's an answer for every question you have in the Bible. And the ones that you are struggling to figure out or hear, you pray about and you intercede for. And God will show you, God will reveal to you what He's trying to tell you, because God is alive and He is real. And He will continuously show you that until time comes for Him to then take us. You know, so I just want you to know that God loves you, that God has a plan for your life. And I always state this, that it's a plan to prosper you, a plan not to harm you, a plan with a hope and a future, and that you are blessed, that your children are blessed, and that greater things are yet to come. So don't give up. Don't give in. Stay blessed. God bless. Be blessed.